When you look at the modern Joburg skyline in front of you, filled with buildings, people, buses, taxis and cars, it seems hard to believe that just over 130 years ago, there was nothing here. Imagine just some high grasslands and a few trees. It was only after gold was discovered in 1886 that a dusty tent town sprang up right here in what is now the inner city. Since those days, Joburg has boomed, becoming the largest city in South Africa and the wealthiest in Africa. From its beginnings, this was a city driven by dreams, money and commerce. Across the far northern Afghan plain, a hot wind blows the dun-coloured dust into blinding clouds and the women's burqas into blue billows. It's 40 degrees in the shade, and even the small black goats being herded through the sand dunes look sapped by the heat. We're approaching Gandhi Square, named after Mohandas Gandhi, the great Mahatma who won independence for India from Britain in 1947. Did you know that this world-famous man spent 21 years in South Africa, from 1893 to 1914? In that time, he changed South Africa as much as South Africa changed him. In fact, when he first arrived in Durban as a young lawyer, he was not very political at all. But then on a train ride from Durban to Joburg, Gandhi was ordered to leave the first-class cabin because he was not white. When he refused, he was kicked off the train. Later, when he was working from his offices close to this square, he was forbidden from using the first elevator in the city.